Crab was headed for Volcanium, which was on our route to Waterfall City. He required my gold watch in exchange for his services as a guide.
There's a passage that leads beneath the ground, and below is a world unknown to the skinnies up here.
There is?
What world? What are you talking about, Crab?
An ancient world, thousands of years old. The scaly old dinosaurs, they know, but they won't tell. I'm one of the few skinnies that know.
Have you seen it?
Not yet. But one day, I'll find it. Let them mock me. But I know what I know.
On reaching Volcanium, Crab set to work to earn some credits. When we met the chief craftsman, Tok Timbu, we were in the doubtful company of Crab, but he was impressed when I sketched from memory diagrams of the workings of foundries and mills I'd observed back home.
I am four mothers African, descended from a Yoruba king.
Were they also shipwrecked?
Yes.
Tell me about Lee Crab. Is he truly a slave, kept here against his will?
No, not at all. No one leaves here because no one can.
I thought so.
Crab has been trying for years. He finally gave up on finding that underground passage.
Tell me, is there any truth to that?
There are old ballads that speak of such a place. And there are old maps. You'll see them in Waterfall City.
Maps?
Yes. Maps of caverns and tunnels underground. For a long time, Crab tried to find that entrance.
Interesting.
We tried to make him feel needed, but you'll probably never be at home here.
Or anywhere else, either. Some days ago, the clouds above Volcanium were pierced by a long, mournful cry. To my amazement, a leather-winged reptile swooped down, carrying a man on its back. He landed, dismounted, unloading from his small saddlebag many treasures, maps, blueprints, medicines, and toys, while sharing the latest news from around the island.
He's a Skybax rider.
A Skybax?
It's called the Quetzalcoatl Skybax. It's beautiful.
It is. It's the most majestic flying creature I've ever seen.
It's so beautiful.
I notice none but the rider dare approach it.
I wish I could fly.
Will cannot conceal his fascination with flying. He lingers near the roost of the Skybax.
Breathe deep. Seek peace.
He has adopted a new greeting, which he learned from the Skybax rider.
Breathe deep. Seek peace.
The saying has its origin with the dolphins.
How is that?
Well, long ago, they learned to survive by carrying deep drafts of air into the darkness of the waters.
Breathe deep. Seek peace.
Dolphins owe their genial good nature and their playfulness to an almost perfect adaptation to their watery home, allowing them to flourish despite being air breathers.
Breathe deep. Seek peace.
This greeting has found its way into many Dinotopian customs.
An example?
The Dinotopian word for marriage or close friendship, conspiritic, literally means breathing together.
That's similar to our English, conspire.
Sometimes land creatures hold out a claw or a wing to represent the dolphin flipper.
And the dolphin's flipper has all the bones of the human hand.
Breathe deep. Seek peace.
Seek peace comes from the dinosaurs, but the reference is shrouded in the mists of history.
When the Skybax rider finished his work here, delivering new orders for the factory, he mounted his saddle and said to us,
Will and Arthur Dennison, they are waiting to welcome you at Waterfall City.
At which the Skybax spread its leathery wings and took to the clouds. Does this whole island know of our arrival?
I've decided.
What is that, Will?
I've decided to become a Skybax rider.
A dolphin back like yourself? Learning to fly?
Why not?
Because Skybaxes are basically wild creatures.
But you saw him ride the Skybax.
I've been told that newcomers like us cannot control such creatures.
I can learn. I know I can.
Will, You have to be raised among the dinosaurs to understand them.
Arthur, I have great confidence in your boy. If he wants to become a Skybacks rider, so be it.
What do I have to do?
To become a pilot? Well, because you are a Dolphinback, you must first go to Waterfall City to learn writing, history, and ethics.
I'll do it.
And then to Treetown.
All right.
Wait, what's Treetown?
It's a summer camp where young people and dinosaurs practice living in a gourd.
It sounds like fun.
Fun and work.
I'll do it.
And then to a canyon in the east, where pilots win the trust of their reptilian partners.
Great, I'll do it.
I still think he's too young for this.
I can do it.
Arthur, your son is reaching out for responsibility. You must learn to let him learn.
Well, perhaps.
Please, Father, I know I can do it.
So, Waterfall City, eh?
The thought of finding the underworld, that also intrigues you,
A little.
Well, then, I suggest that you have a guide for your journey.
Not Lee Crabb.
No, no. There is a friend that will accompany you. Her name is Bix.
Bix?
A dinosaur?
Yes, and she remembers you.
We've met?
Oh, yes. Bix?
Oh.
Breathe deep. Seek peace, Arthur Dennison.
Oh, yes, we have met.
No rocks, I hope.
No rocks.
How is your leg?
Oh, it's much better. Thank you.
You're going with us to Waterfall City?
Tark has told me you need a guide.
You'll be our guide, Bix?
Why not? Arthur, will you be ready to leave in the morning?
Yes, certainly.
Good, good. We'll be able to become better acquainted. Our first meeting was, how would you say, getting off on the wrong foot.
I'm sorry about that.
No matter. All is well. All is well. Tomorrow, then.
She still sports that bandage on her leg.
She seems proud of it.
I think it's more decorative than of any real use.
Bix is a Protoceratops multilingus.
Or to put it simply, a hog parrot.
Bix is also an ambassador and a translator.
Oh, I see.
She is one of the few dinosaurs that can speak human languages.
Well, I feel a little embarrassed to have thrown a rock at such a distinguished and articulate dinosaur.
We leave tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow. We'll be on our way to Waterfall City.
And off to a new adventure.